This nation is asking for action, and action now.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
The great society rests on abundance and liberty for all.
The time for racial discrimination is over.
We no longer can have a country where I worry about me, you worry about you, they worry about them.
The party of Roosevelt and Kennedy has always made the biggest difference when we summoned the entire nation to a common purpose, a higher purpose.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute.
How did we get here? How did we lose to this guy? And how did we end up with fewer Democrats in office than at any time in decades?
Since Barack Obama first took office, the Democrats, when you count state legislators, governors, House, Senate, and the presidency, they lost 900 seats. 900.
This is a story about a party that's finding its way out of the political wilderness. In the last 8 months, I've talked to more than 100 people about the state of the Democratic Party. I interviewed the party's critics and defenders, strategists and organizers. I talked to historians, data nerds, policy wonks, and a few politicians to ask some hard questions and have some honest conversations, all with the goal of charting our way out of the wilderness together.
There's not an either or. It's not that we talk about class or we talk about race, gender, or white supremacy or immigration or the Dreamers. We talk about it all because it is all absolutely intertwined.
We can have an immigration system that provides for our national security. The one we have right now is not it. It's broken. Democrats should position themselves as the people who can fix the problem.
We are for pursuing diplomacy before going to war. We are for the promotion of American values and democracy and human rights around the world.
We're advocating for a multiracial populism. The reason why Democratic politicians are not as populist as they should be is that they spend a huge portion of their time talking to very, very wealthy people who fund their campaigns.
Here's what this podcast isn't. It's not a show about the Republican Party. It's not a show about him. It's a show about the party that needs to beat him, about learning from our history and figuring out our future. Some of the show is about what we've done wrong, and a lot of it is about what we're doing right, about the Democrats who are starting to win again, and the new movement that's teaching them how.
You need to be driven by something internal and self-motivated, and it needs to be more than anger at Trump.
As a Democrat, you got to be willing to throw down for what you say you believe in.
If we go for what's needed as opposed to what's seen as politically possible, oftentimes we do better, even if we might lose more, but sometimes we win.
We may be in the wilderness right now, but we're not completely lost.
It's because we're on the brink of getting to that next place that we are being hit so hard. And it's not because it's impossible to get to that next step. It's because it's really possible.
I'm Jon Favreau. Welcome to the wilderness.